We're now joined by Jonathan Rodvelt. It's time to talk Troy boys basketball. The Trojans are 13-7 on the season. They finish up 10-2 in the Twin Valley League. That second loss, really both losses, coming here in the last couple weeks to Wetmore and then Hanover on Friday night. Knew it'd be a tough one, Coach. Road game against a very good, athletic, and talented team, and end up falling 76-56. I guess good to see good teams this time of year. You got to beat them to keep going. But what about the Hanover game? And I guess what you thought was maybe the difference in that contest.
Yeah, there's a lot on the line there, and they're going to be hard no matter where you play them. And you mentioned all the talent and everything that they have. We started out kind of slow. They got out to a decent lead, and we kind of reeled them back in a little bit. Cam Anderson had a hot night shooting. He bailed us out quite a bit there. He had 7 3-pointers, and so he's kind of in a hot streak right now with his outside shooting. I think he finished with 25, but we kind of reeled them back in, and it was around 10 at halftime, and then they got a lead once more in the third, and we battled back here. I think it was about 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. We actually knocked down another three, and we cut it down to 7 points. And we battled and battled and tried to hang around as long as we could. And then they came back again and knocked down a three on that following possession. So, I mean, we offensively, it was a pretty good night. We missed some shots on the outside. On the inside, we normally don't miss, but it was actually a pretty good offensive night against a really good team with a good defense, and they played like it was a really important game, which it was. So, we've got everybody healthy now. It seemed like this last month or so, it's been some injuries or it's been guys getting sick, and, hopefully it's all clearing up here right in time for Substate to come through, but it was a good game. Nonetheless, we went to fouling, and when you foul a good team at the end of the game, you hope they miss. Well, usually they're not going to miss any of those free throws. So they did what good teams do. And so, we got second place in the league, and that was, that's still a pretty good year. And so now we got higher stakes coming up, we'll get ready for Onega coming up.
Yeah, pretty weird kind of that the postseason is here. I mean, your game Tuesday night against D-West canceled, unfortunately, didn't get that home game. Going to have senior night after the Onega game this Thursday. But here it is, Onega, and then if you win this one, you have almost a whole week off. But I guess an extra day to kind of prepare and get ready for Onega is now it's a one-game season from here on out.
Yeah, it's one game, everybody's 0-0 right now, and we have to approach that. No matter what happens, tomorrow, it's the next game would be 0-0 again. And so, it's that final push. It's the seniors, it's kind of an eerie feeling because you don't know when your last game is, and some of those nerves come in, and hopefully, with our two seniors and our upperclassmen led team that we can come out and do our job, and it's not like they haven't played in a sub-state or a postseason before. So, we just got to take care of business tomorrow and get prepared for the next game after that. And hopefully we can make a good, strong push. We've had a good season, and we've had goals all along, and hopefully we can really achieve some of those here at the end of the year.
Yeah, certainly exciting opportunity, and best of luck at Coach against Onega, and then hopefully extending the season. As mentioned, it'll be a week off if Troy wins before they would play in the semifinals on March the 3rd, but sure appreciate you taking time to join us talking Trojan hoops here on the radio, Coach.
Oh, yeah, thank you for everything you do.
Jonathan Rodvelt, head coach of Troy. The locker room chats are sponsored by Exchange Bank, by Anderson Meats of Troy, also by Kinsey Farms, John's Market, and the Troy Booster Club.